I don't know why they call it playing it safe, because it's not playing and it's not safe. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. And I gotta tell you, I really don't know why they call it playing it safe. Because as long as you imagine you have to be careful, you really can't experience caring. I know someone's going to argue with me about this. That's fine. Go ahead. But I want you to notice, how does it feel having to be careful with what you say, careful with what you imagine, careful with everything? And I can hear it now, because I've gotten these emails before. But Mr. 20, you have to be careful while you're driving. No, I don't. We've got the hillbillies coming back today. I love my hillbillies. They're putting the finishing cottages, or the finishing touch on the cottage right now. And so every morning before they get here, I gotta take the Bimmer up and put it on the road. Not really on the road. We call it the nature strip here. In other words, the grass and the sidewalk next to the road. So I put it on the nature strip so I can get out, so I can go shopping, so I can go to the pool, right? And for me to do that, I have to pull up to the top of the driveway, put on my indicator, and turn onto the sidewalk after I get on the road for just a few seconds. And there's this stuff that I don't participate in called traffic. And you know what? I'm not careful. I am not careful at all with how I drive in the morning. I haven't even really had my coffee yet when I do this. So I'm not careful. I am caring. I care about the people that are coming down the road. I care about my car. And so I just sit there, and I enjoy, and I imagine lovingly for the people that go past me. And maybe I revise a few car colors into other car colors so I can play with revision. So many ways to play with that. Meanwhile, and when the gap presents itself, I pull out and I park my car on the nature strip. And I get out and come back to the house. And then I answer some emails. And I come out and I talk to you in the portable, the disposable hot tub. And maybe you've noticed I'm not careful in what I say. Some people get offended. It's funny because some people get offended because I use words like cripple. Because that's what the doctor said I was going to be in my 20s. Proved him wrong. But I could tell the story a different way. But it would just take away from, imagine being a 12-year-old little boy, and I was somewhere around that age, and being told, you're going to be a cripple in your 20s. Now we can mitigate that. Right. I didn't know what the word mitigate meant. I did know what the word cripple meant. And I know, it's not politically correct. But it's caring to be just simply, I'm expressing it. I'm exploring me. I'm exploring the guy who didn't roll over and die. You should have seen my mother. The look on my mom's face. I wasn't going to do that to her. In other words, I cared enough about my life, I cared enough about my mom, I cared enough about my body, that I did whatever it took. And I wasn't careful to do the little exercises that they gave me just right so I could mitigate it. I was caring enough to give life to a dream of being an award-winning karate champion, a black belt in Kenpo karate. I went from being a teenage bedwetter to a teenage black belt. And you can do the same wherever you are in life. But you've got to care more. I know, we're about 5 minutes in, time for the crass commercials. Do you know why I do this every day? Because I care. I've got business coaches that listen to what I do, and I say, you know what, you shouldn't sell as often as you do. Yada, yada, yada. They give me all kinds of things, ways to be careful so I don't offend or drive off my people. All right. And I tell them, look, maybe some of them leave. I don't care. You get the joke? You see, I care. I want you to know how much I care. I want you to do what it takes. I want you to stop settling for data and start joining in the dance. Because we live in a world where there's exponential data growth. It really speeded up when the internets came along. It really, really speeded up when AI came along. It really, really keeps speeding up. There's so much data to drown in. And I'm inviting you to surf. I'm inviting you to dance. So I've got three invites today. They say in marketing school, never do that. Right? I often break the rules because I care. First one, ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, $97, 90-day program. That's like a dollar a day. When you figure out you're worth it, go for it. Invest a dollar in 15 minutes a day. Transform your life. Some of you know the story about the 90-day thing. You know, I imagine somebody staying in the cottage for 90 days on a 90-day visitor visa, and I only spend 10 minutes, 15 minutes with them a day. We have a little chat over a cup of coffee, and then they go their way. 10 years ago, I thought a cup of coffee cost a buck. So I said, all right, let's make it the price of a cup of coffee, and we'll do it in the amount of time it takes to drink a cup of coffee. Something warm and nice. That's ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. We got something pretty cool starting in 3 days? Good Lord. DreamDrivenDay.com. Private Facebook group. That immediately turns some people off. I don't want to let any Facebook in me. Radio. Anyway, Facebook ain't the problem. It's what you read on Facebook and how you read it. But meanwhile, DreamDrivenDay.com. Not everybody joins the Facebook group, and that's fine. But it's a great place to hang out. Four live group calls. Cool little daily lessons for 30 days. They're a little bit more intense and exploratory than ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. Most people do MM first. Lisanne LaRocque, she did Dream Driven Day first. Oh, I just love her. She's awesome. You can find her questions always on the Philly Real Fun Show, the last one every show, pretty much. Meanwhile, so we got ManifestingMasteryCourse.com, DreamDrivenDay.com. That's quite a bit more investment for you guys that, I gotta be careful with my money. And finally, those of you who know us, I'm really getting wound up and excited and enjoying more and more one-on-one calls where people rent my brain. If you know us and we know you, drop me an email. I'd love to chat with you about doing one or some of those. Because it's about the dance, it's not about the data. And a lot of people, they just collect data. Or they try to find data they agree with. Yep, I like this guy. He tells things the way I want to hear them. He tells me I'm doing what matters, even though it's not working. And meanwhile, I gotta tell you, let's stretch a little bit. Let's risk a little bit. Let's dance a little more. You see, data seems safe. You don't gotta be careful. Well, you do gotta be careful with data, maybe. But data don't do much on its own. On the other hand, you could stub your toe when you're dancing. You could tramp on the foot of your dance partner. Been there, done that. Lots of fun. But there's nothing better than a dance. There's nothing more deadening than data. All right. So that's what I got today. Let's imagine up something lovely as we go into the silence. All right. So I'm curious about you, and I'm curious about how you're going to play today. Are you going to play it safe, which isn't play at all? Are you going to play it careful? Careful, Mr. 20. Careful about what I imagine. That just puts you at war with yourself, you get it? On the other hand, how much do you care? I cared enough not to become a cripple. I cared enough not to continue to be a teenage bedwetter. I care enough to share the truth about you that sets you free. My name is Mr. 2020. You've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. Like us, follow us, share us wherever you find us at. Because you never know who you'll bless by sharing and caring. Dive deeper, soar higher. Join us. See ya.